What's up?
All right, you good?
Yeah, I don't think it's not crackling anymore.
Okay, sweet. All right, what's going on, guys? Today I have my friend Nick, also you guys know him by Sparty Squad, joining me today to talk about the growth of our pages and all that good stuff and throw him some basketball later. But most importantly, how are you doing, man?
Good. I'm just bored as hell, honestly. There's nothing to do.
Yep, same boat as me. Like I mentioned earlier to you, all the beaches are closed and all like the outside basketball courts are closed by me in Florida. So, I mean, at least I got a pool, but other than that, there ain't nothing, man.
Didn't some beaches open today?
Yeah, they did, but it's like,
why? I don't know why.
I think they opened them where they're way underpopulated. You know, cities like in Michigan, like for example, or you like Port Huron, mm-hmm. like where no one really is, but.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Your guys' cases went up huge after that, too.
Yeah, they did. But like I was telling you, too, is the cold weather is a lot worse than the warm they're saying. That's why we don't know about the college football season, because usually when it starts, it's not really that cold. So hopefully that happens because I don't know what we're going to do with our page if it doesn't. But to get right into it, I'll let you go first. So talk about like the growth of your page. I don't know, maybe to motivate people that are wondering how you started it, how you got it big, all that stuff.
All right, so I'm going to start off by like how I started and then build off up there. So you already know, I used to live in Minnesota, which wasn't really all exciting when it came to Michigan State because they really didn't show their games and all that down there. So before I moved to Minnesota, though, I used to live in Michigan for like 11 years. Mm-hmm. And then I was huge into MSU because I lived in Williamson, Michigan, which is like maybe 10 minutes away from East Lansing. So I always got to take trips down to the Breslin Center and sometimes Spartan Stadium to go to their games. So after I moved, I wasn't really huge into MSU as I used to be. So then when I moved back to Michigan like 4 years ago, for like my sophomore year in high school, I was back in MSU sports, and like I kind of want to start a page, because before I moved to Minnesota, Instagram wasn't a thing. I don't think I wasn't into Instagram at that time. So it was around seventh grade in Minnesota where I started to make my Instagram pages, and then when I got back to Michigan, my friend and I thought it'd be a great idea to make pages. So he's a South Carolina fan, so he made a South Carolina page, and I'm like, I'm just gonna bail off and make a Michigan State page because I'm back in Michigan now. So I think it was around the same time we created our pages too. So my goal for my page at that time when I first created it was just to have fun, I guess, because me being a younger page, I didn't expect to get big. And there wasn't that many Michigan State pages around at that time. I think there was like four, honestly. Mm-hmm. You, Spartan Center, and then some LJ Scott page, who was the first person to DM me. And then, and State Basketball. Yeah. So basically, I just wanted to have fun back then. But then now, I don't even know, dude. I'm just trying to use this as a portfolio for my graphic design that I'm going to go into at Michigan State. And then, so you said, like, what was my motivation?
Or not even, to like, I mean, I guess you could say that, but I meant more towards, like, people that are listening that are, like, you know, maybe trying to get motivated to, I don't know, whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Like, motivated to start a page, or, like, if they have a page and then, like, stay motivated?
Either one, honestly.
I'm just going to do the one if you have a page. So basically, if you look at me and MSU Sports Zone and all the other pages right now, this is like a tough time for content, but yet you don't see us quitting. I mean, some pages did quit, but they weren't as big. Mm-hmm. So basically, you just got to keep that mindset of you're going to get big and like just keep posting content. That's honestly all you can do to grow, is just keep posting content. Don't stop. And then if you want to start a page, I wouldn't. Many of these pages are like going towards a graphics area, mm-hmm. and then like if they're not good at it, they'll just quit. So honestly, if you're just trying to start a page, I would just aim towards the content and not like the quality of it. Like just like do what MSU Sports Zone is doing, just post pictures with like simple captions about news. or post highlights. It's not, it doesn't have to be all about the graphics part. And then just keep posting. Honestly, that's how we grew. We just kept posting. And then there'll be that one time where an athlete will notice you, put you on your story, and then you'll gain your followers through that.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Though I'll get into, you know, like me starting my page and what I'm trying to do with it. But the two things that I wanted to say, like, I agree with you on is, number one, guys, you got to realize, and I tell people this all the time, and they get all mad at me, but when me and Nick started, there was maybe three or four Michigan State pages. He's right. I remember texting you, like, the other month and being like, holy shit, there's 33 Michigan State pages now. You know, it's not a bad thing, but you got to look at it, like, from where me and him are looking at it as, when we started, there wasn't many of us doing it, so it was easier to grow. Where, I mean, it's still easy to grow now, like, but I mean, dude, if you're posting all the same content, like you're saying, it's going to be hard to grow that page. And you, Nick will back me up on this, but dude, I mean, when I started it, guys, I couldn't, and I still can't edit, but I didn't know how to screen record. I didn't know anything. But like where Nick was saying is like, you got to pick one thing where you guys are good at. Like Nick's is graphics and mine is like, I'm, you know, my goal is to be the fastest with the news. And you got to pick whatever you're good at, whether it's editing, I don't know, posting videos, you know, whatever it is, making highlight reels, something that you're the best, like, you got to be the best at that one thing. And I think that's where you're getting the followers. And to talk about, you know, my page and when I started and all that, like, when I started, I tell people this, and I mean, I haven't really, no one, you know, I didn't really tell a lot of people at first about this. Like, they didn't, a lot of my family didn't even know. But I just was driving one day and was like, you know, looking at these pages, like, you know, it was everything about Michigan State. That's, or it was, but it's funny though, looking at it now, like, I don't know why I did Michigan State. Like, yeah, it's my dream. I love Michigan State, but I don't know. I guess I felt like I knew the most about it compared to any other sport. And, you know, I was like, screw it. Like in my mind, you gotta have that mindset. Like, you know more than these guys and you can grow it. And that's what I did. And luckily it worked out. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I mean, growing, it's been tough, like you said, man. Some days, like I remember 2018 or 2019, excuse me, March Madness was where me and Nick's page really took off.
Yep, last
that was,
year.
That was it, guys. Like, I remember me and you would text, like, oh, like, we got hit 1,000. My
yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, guys, we would, and then just suddenly me and him blew up. I mean, I remember gaining like 1,000 in a week from that, right? Something crazy.
March Madness, yep. After the Duke game, that was my biggest peak. Was a Duke game, or the Michigan game last year?
Yeah.
Every Michigan game I blew up last year.
Yeah, that was the one too. It was the first Michigan game. I remember posting it and getting 300 likes in like 20 minutes. But that was when me and you had like 2K. So I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's where. But other than that, starting the page and like how he said he's trying to go in the graphic field and building his, I don't know, portfolio or whatever you call the word. I guess building a brand for himself. But mine is like, I mean, you guys can look at letters I have from when I'm 4. Like, it's always been like, I want to work for ESPN one day or something like that. So I figured, you know, starting this page, it would, like you said, look good on our resume, which it will look good. And then, I don't know. Hopefully maybe get me a job or you a job, first job out of college, working for Michigan State, and then work our way up. Like, I tell people this all the time, like, when they're like, you know, and we'll get into this later, but, like, what's your main goal, you know, going forward? And I'm like, you know, I love Michigan State, but it's not what I want to do for my whole life. And I know you, it's the same for you. But, yeah, I mean, it was just basically, like, to create this page was basically, like, me saying, hey, I got to do something to look good on my resume when I go after college applying for – not applying, but trying getting a good sports job, whether it's journalism, something. And then it, like you said, just took off and it's been crazy. Me and Nick have had numerous athletes, probably not even DM us, but follow us, like our stuff. It's just kind of, it's insane, honestly.
Yeah. The athletes part is a huge motivation.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know how we built so many relationships with athletes running our pages. It's insane. And I like that builds a lot on like Michigan State itself. Like I bet there's like workers that we don't even know that have seen our page due to the players.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like I mean, I guess we can go on. That was my next thing. I was going to say, what was the craziest moment you've ever encountered while running your page? I think I know what it is, but you can tell them.
Man, I don't know. I've had Steve Smith follow me. Probably the biggest encounter I've had was getting able to DM Cassius Winston and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely the coolest thing that I've had. But even though he may not respond all the time, it's still cool that he'll see my DMs and I'll be able to send him my videos that I make. Honestly, just this week, actually, I mean, I already DM'd Rocket Watts before, but he said one of his friends DM'd me asking him to make an edit, and he said that Rocket Watts sent it to me, and like, just knowing that the players know our pages and all that is sick.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say when Jaren Jackson commented on that
one. Oh, yeah.
That's
what
I thought, but yeah, the players, I know me and Nick we don't get offended, but like, you know, when Cassius will, and this was when he wasn't as, remember, like, I remember you getting mad when he unfollowed you that one time.
Yeah, that was funny.
But that's when he only had, like, that was what, when he had 30K, maybe? He wasn't as big as he is now. Like, it's crazy. But I'd say the biggest encounter, and you know this, but it was definitely probably LaMelo Ball commenting on my page. Like, I remember... Uh-huh. Dude, I remember waking up, and thankfully I saw that before no one else did. And I was, like, reading it. I'm like, holy shit, like, that's actually him. And it's just crazy, like, you guys are like, whatever. But, like, he's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. And, I mean, there's been some other cool ones. Bridges commented. You guys know how much I love Bridges. And then was, oh, yeah, Le'Veon Bell, like, in my post. But, I mean, dude, me and you would be sitting here all day if we talked about, not even bragging, but just honestly, like how many players and former players follow us. It's kind of surreal, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because, man, when we first started, or like even a year ago, we didn't have this much player interactions that we do now. And now we get recruits, commits, all them DMing us too.
Oh, yeah, that's the one thing is like the recruits is like, I mean, being you, and I know this sounds like assholes, guys, but it's being dead serious where we've seen it so many times, like where me and Nick don't, you know, we're appreciative when they do that, but I don't know about you, but it doesn't really flinch me as much as it used to. Like, dude, I remember when, after we beat Michigan that first year, 2017, I had like 100 followers. I remember Cam Chambers DM me, like asking for this picture. Dude, you would have thought I thought it was LeBron. Like, it's just crazy how you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, it's crazy to see, like, how it's turned into, man.
When it was Justin Lane, the pick he had against Ohio State, he told me to send him that video, and I think I don't think I could stop smiling and running around my house after that happened. I'm not gonna lie.
What year was that?
But
oh,
I say like 2 years ago, I think
that was the 48-3 maybe year. I think, yeah.
Yes, it
was. That was one hander. You're right. But yeah, so. I mean, obviously, we've gave a lot of good info so far. But with your page, I mean, I know you said you want to do graphic designing, but I guess go more into detail into what you want to do with that and how long do you plan on running your page?
How long do I plan on running it?
Yeah, I know I've asked you this,
but... Honestly, I'm going to try to run it through college and see where it goes from there. Maybe I'll try to run it when I'm into the work field after college, but... The thing that I want to get into, and I hope that this helps, is like I want to do like social media for teams in the NFL or the NBA. I think that'd be cool, like making the graphics or running the social media page for those teams. Any team, honestly, I don't care which team it is, but I just want to be like on like a major organization in like any field, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
whether that be MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, I don't really care. Just working for a pro team is what I want.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that. I knew you wanted to do graphic designing, but
yeah,
you know who you should hit up too is the Michigan Wave. He's doing too, and he just graduated from it. I could tell him, like, you know, like if you have questions, he'll definitely help you out with that. But and to go into your point about the running the page, you said, I mean, I know you sometimes mean you're like, screw it, we're done, but like, you know, we're not quitting right now, but. You realistically think you'll run it through college
I'm gonna try to, yeah.
And for those that don't know, that would be what, at least 4 more years for you?
Yeah.
Where I'm only at 2 to 3 more. But yeah, I mean, to pick, you know, for me, guys, you know, what was my first, I asked about, oh, the page. So yeah, I mean, I'm not going into the graphic design field, but I'm trying to go into, you know, the sports journalism slash, I guess, sports media field. And yeah, I don't know how long, like people have asked me how long do I plan on running it? And it's like, it's all to a point where like, dude, it's like hard to explain. Like if I got an offer where I had to quit it and it was just too good, I'd be like, you know, I'm done tomorrow. And I, as with you, I bet, but it's just unknown as now. Like, yeah, I'd probably like to run it through college, you know, probably through 2022, I would say. When I graduate, I just personally, dude, I can't see myself running it past that. You know, just because I know I'm going to, whether it's fucking, I don't know, serving newspapers for a sports company or something, I'm going to be doing something in that field. And I just don't know if I'm going to have the time after that. But I'm definitely going to be a lot more active on Twitter once that happens. But yeah, to my point about, you know, I'm trying to do something in the journalism field, you know, whether it's, I'm not saying I want to be Stephen A, but that's like what the field I'm going for. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. You got anything else on that or no?
I'm going to add one thing to like motivation. The one thing that keeps fan pages motivated and like willing to post more is like the follower interactions. When you guys are like commenting and having chats in their comments, we may not always respond, but we definitely see them and we're definitely appreciative of that because that means you like appreciate our content and like look at it and all that stuff.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I agree with you, dude. And half the time I won't. It's not even that I'm not trying to respond. I'll just, there's like you're saying the comments. It's like different with your personal page because like I know who's going to comment on that. Where like this page, there'd be so many, I'll just forget about it. But like me and you are usually pretty good at responding to DMs unless they're like bullshit ones where, you know what I mean? Like just, you know, harmful and where like it's not good for us to respond. But yeah, I agree. And the one thing I get annoyed by is when people say fan pages, like I feel like we're more than that at this point. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I like to me, it's like, what's the difference between us and House of Highlights? Except he has more followers. You know what I mean? Like both post some content, but yeah, I agree with everything you said, man. Yeah. I mean, it definitely keeps us going with the interactions. Everything basically, yeah, like you're saying. And I guess, I mean, you don't have any more on that topic, do you? No. Yeah, I guess next we can go into, like you said, the Josh Langford and stuff and Tillman. So I'll give you the floor, man. What's the deal, or what do you think the deal is with Josh Langford going forward?
Josh Langford, right now I'm questionable with that because I heard that he's supposed to be going to New York or something, but he couldn't because of like the hospital is being overflowed. But he said, I read something on Twitter saying after he gets his doctor stuff done, that he'll be ready in like the next 1 to 2 months or something like that. So as of right now, I'm not sure, but I don't know. It's just so hard to like get into like what he's thinking about because it could go either way. He can't do his combine stuff because I don't know. I don't think they're doing that right now, but I just don't know if he'll stay another year, dude. I really don't.
And it's just crazy to think about, like you said, that 1 to 2 months. And you're 100% right. I didn't really, you know, I didn't read as much as he did into the details and all that. But, I mean, I saw that, too, that they're trying to get him ready by August. And I love Josh Langford, guys. Let me just throw that out as a disclaimer. I absolutely love the guy. Love his attitude. He was my favorite player besides Bridges on when he was playing. And then obviously the year that he got injured, probably my favorite. But I just wanted like, dude, it's getting annoying to me where he's banking on. And I know people are going to say he's not banking on him coming back. He's totally banking on him coming back, dude. If that wasn't the case, you know, we would have landed a grad transfer like Amari Hardy, Bryce Aiken, or Carlick Jones. But the only realistic one I think we really pursued was Carlick Jones. I mean, I read that Aiken was interested in us, and we just didn't really reach out. And same with Hardy. I don't know how interested we were. I mean, yeah, we made the final list, but that's not saying much when the guy's 30 minutes away from – he's from, what, Farmington, Detroit, Michigan? It's 30 minutes away from East Lansing.
Yeah.
And like you, and another point was, you know, I just get random people telling me like, oh, he's coming back. I haven't heard one person say he's not coming back, but I just don't know the reason for. I just don't see the optimism where Spartan fans can like count on him being a starter next year, because we did it this year, and I'm not being an ass, guys. I'm just telling you the truth. We did it this year, and look what happened. So we got all our hopes up, and then a week before the year, we found out he couldn't play. And I'm not saying it's going to happen again this year, but, I mean, if he's having the same old surgery, I just don't know. You know, I know he's flying to New York. You said to go to, I don't know if it's a better doctor or whatever.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. They don't, you know.
I think it's the same doctor that he went to see, like, when he first got injured, because wasn't he, like, in New York to see a doctor's, like, when he first got injured, too? I wonder if he's going to see the same doctor.
What is it, a different surgery? I'm not trying to, guys, we're not trying to be assholes. Just being realistic with you, like, I think it's a horrible move that he didn't go after any, and people are going to say we did go after grad transfers. We didn't. There were no guys where, you know, I didn't see Evan Daniels, Jake Weingard, none of these guys said Michigan State's the final two for Hardy or any of these guys. How Michigan and Juwan went after Mike Scott. I thought we would have, dude. But it seems like a lot of my followers are very confident, and I don't know about you, that A.J. Hoggard's a solid, like, solid backup point guard. And I agree with that, but it's like,
yeah,
I just would have been more comfortable with a grad transfer point guard. What about you?
I would have preferred a grad transfer point guard just so we can have somebody, because I want Rocket Watts being a shooting guard to start, because I don't know, unless we start Foster for some odd reason, but I don't think we will. So definitely having a grad transfer and having that experience would be way better than an incoming freshman.
And exactly, I agree with that, guys. Like, we're both, I agree, dude. I don't think, I mean, Rocket played point guard in high school at Spire and all that, and he probably had to, he probably could care less if he played. He probably would rather play point guard to have the ball in his hands more.
Yeah.
But I agree, too, where he's a hell of a shooter. He can create his own shot. And I didn't even think about that, dude. I definitely wouldn't be comfortable with Hoggard or Foster starting at the point. Like, that's where I don't understand. And no, that's the thing we didn't even mention is they're probably banking all on Kareem Main now at this point, honestly.
I don't even know if we'll get him.
That's
right,
my
now.
Point. If we don't get him, there's nobody else we're getting. I'd be stunned, right? I mean,
but that I don't know who Marquette just got.
DJ
but
Carter.
I think that really helped us. Yeah. That helps us a lot, actually. Because wasn't Marquette leading for him?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I think they've ever been leading for him, and you'll agree with me, is he's never been on campus at Michigan State. I think if he would have visited, I mean, no offense to Marquette, but there's no way they would have been able to get him over us had we got him on campus. Jake Weingarten, he tweeted it and he texted me the other day that, you know, he had a virtual tour, but, you know, it's different seeing it on the phone and seeing it live. So.
Yeah, dude, this whole Corona stuff has really killed us.
Yeah, I mean, even for football.
Because we can't get players on campus to save our life during
Hell
this.
Hell no, and I mean, not that it matters, but a few of our – I know people are saying they're not targets, but they are. A few targets in 2021, Caleb first, and I don't know if you saw Luke Good yesterday. He committed to Illinois. And I know for a fact those were – out of our six guys we're recruiting for 2021, those were two of them. You know, it'll be interesting to see with that class, you know, whether it's – I know they're going to bank on Amani reclassifying, but I don't know. But it will be
– I don't know. I don't know if Amani's going to reclassify now, because I think he may wait to see if they change the rules so he can go straight to the NBA.
I 100% agree, and that's where it's going to annoy me, dude. And people hate when I say this, but I'm sorry, dude. It's true. Michigan State fans, those days of getting five stars, they're over, because if we don't land him and then – Max Christie, I know people are saying we're in the lead from, but you know the story, man. Me and you have seen this so many times with Duke coming in late and just swiping away prospects left and right. I think that class, and we'll get into Tillman in a minute, but that 2021 class, it's going to be basically all in-state kids. I don't know if you know all the names, but like Jaden Atkins, Kobe Bufkin, Pierre Brooks. I'm sure you know who that is. And yep. then, yeah, I mean, hopefully Amani, but that's just like, it's like Josh Christopher. It's just so unknown at this point.
That was terrible. Wow. Was,
to be honest, though, like, and people are like, oh, are you surprised? Like, I wasn't really surprised by it. I wasn't like, oh, I told you. I didn't know what he was going to do. But, like, I told people, like, I thought it'd be like, man, I know people are like, that's not a big deal. But, you know, passing up playing with your brother because he's on Arizona State, I just thought that was, like, kind of going on.
You know, in a way, that Josh Christopher thing reminded me of Isaiah Stewart committing to Washington. Because everybody thought he was going to MSU, and then he just pulled out Washington. We were all shocked, dude.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It was down to the final day where the crystal ball turned to Washington. We were leading him the entire time except that last day.
I agree with you that to that point, but I don't think we were. I think for sure Michigan State fans thought we were getting Carey. I know we thought we were getting Isaiah Stewart too, but
and Cameron Fletcher too.
Oh yeah, we can go on all day. Isaiah Jackson, I mean shit. But what the thing with Stewart was, I think Duke was kind of a leader too. Like, I think people just got it misinterpreted because that one visit where him and Rocket Watts went together. I think we were always in his top three, but I think for the most part, it was Vernon Carey that was like, I mean, I thought he was going to Michigan State. I did.
But, me too. That would have been huge.
Yeah. And his stock plummeted, dude. He's probably going to get picked like late first round, like 28 now.
Wow. It's
crazy, yeah. But I guess the last thing we can talk about is Xavier Tillman. So what do you think he's going to do? And I guess after that, if you think he's going to come back or not, if he does come back, what does that mean for this team?
So I think that he's not coming back because from what I heard, he is going to be picked between 28 and 50, anywhere between there. So if you're getting predicted to be 28 or 50, you're gone. You're going to the NBA.
Yeah.
You're not giving up that chance of being drafted anywhere, honestly. So I think Tillman's gone. But if he's not gone, then that will be huge for guys like Mady, Kithier even, and Marble, all the big guys we have on our team, Bingham.
Yeah.
That's huge for him because they'll get that experience and leadership from Tillman. And having Tillman as a leader, and I know this sounds stupid, but with him having a family and kids, he'll be great with, like, leadership on the court. And I know he's going to be team captain. He already was this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know who our other team captain would be because obviously Josh Langford if he returns. But without Josh, I don't know who our other leader's going to be.
I mean, I guess if I had to say, and I just have a feeling it would be him because he'll have learned by now, probably Aaron Henry. But for that other one, if there's three, man, I don't know. I mean, maybe I might give it to Steven. I'm just joking. I don't know, honestly. But yeah.
Man, that's huge for experience, too, having Tillman, because he was on our Final Four team, even though we lost.
Yeah, dude, that's, yeah, still.
But here's the thing, even though he may get drafted, he may want to come back because he didn't get that last March Madness experience. And people may be like, oh, well, I don't think he really cares about that. But, like, college players really care about that March Madness experience. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think he's gone, though, just because he has two kids and a wife. Uh-huh. And NBA has bank, so.
It just all depends, dude. Like, I agree. I don't think he'll return. It would be kind of dumb for him to return. Before I get into it, to the point about your March Madness run, I agree, but players say that when they haven't, you know, been to it. Tillman's already done the runs, you know, three times or twice. But
yeah,
no, I agree, dude. I mean, that could totally be the reason. But yeah, you know, it's just like you said, 28 through 50. It's not that simple because if you're going late second round, you know, a lot of those contracts aren't really guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like Iggy Porzingis, for example, he got picked like 51st, but he got thrown in the G League straight from the jump. And I mean, I think it's guaranteed, but there's only like 2 year guaranteed deals. They're not much. There are only 2 years where Zion probably has a 4 or 5 year guaranteed deal. So Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if you're a first-round pick, you get at least 3 to 4 years guaranteed, where the second round, if they don't like you after the first year, they might just be able to cut you. I'm not sure how that works. But, yeah, mm-hmm. if he's going 28th like that post I had predicted, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, don't get your hopes up. He ain't coming back. It would just be interesting the feedback he gets. I'm interested to hear what the draft experts have to say, where they think he's going to go, because the NBA draft, like, it's a lot different than NFL, guys. It's hard to predict. No one thought Jordan Poole in the right mind was going to go first round.
I thought he was going late second. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I remember reading the tweet. Woj was like, Warriors are picking him because he does it now before they. And I remember laughing, like, what the hell, dude? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you don't know. Like, the NFL draft, you already know who the number, 5 picks, basically. You don't know what teams, but you know who they're going to be. Where the NBA, they can pick, like, last year, what was the guy in the Pelicans picked? Jackson Hayes, the center from Texas, number 10. No one has mm-hmm. that high. So it's just, yeah, like we're saying, guys, it'll be interesting, but me and Nick probably both are agreeing that we don't see him returning.
Do you want to do, starting lineup predictions for next year if both Langford and Tillman return, and if they don't return?
Yeah, we can finish off with that. You go first.
All right, so I'm going to go if Langford returns, I'm going to go Rocket, Langford, Henry. And then this is where I get confused, because I don't know if we'll start Hall or Hauser or Bingham at the three. I mean, at the four. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if we'll start Hauser or Bingham at the four. I mean, at the five.
Honestly,
because I don't know if we'll just do Hall and Hauser, Hall and Bingham, Hauser and Bingham. I don't know what our thing's going to be mm-hmm. for our big men.
Yeah, and I mean, like, to me, guys, and I mean, people get all frustrated at me when I say it, but I don't give a damn about position basketball. Like, I'm just saying we should throw the 5 best guys out there, whether they're all 6 feet. No, I don't really mean that, but you guys know, like, I don't, like, people are like, I had a debate with this kid saying Isaiah Livers can play power forward, and I was saying small forward. It's not a big difference, guys. Like, you saw the Warriors win a title with a lot of shooters on there. They played positionless basketball. I know you know what that means, where Draymond played the 5, and he can basically play the 1 if they need him to. He can take mm-hmm. the ball off the 4. So I would go, I guess if you're going to say with Tillman, I'll go Rocket, Tillman. And to me, with Langford, it's not even about coming back. It's about can he even play. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to put Langford. I don't think he's going to play. I'm going to go Tillman, Rocket, Joey Hauser. I'm going to go Malik Hall, like you said. No, I'm not going positions. I'm just saying 4. And then the 5th, I guess. Oh, man, dude. I guess. Oh, Aaron Hector. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say if Tillman returns, yeah. I was going to do Rocket, Gabe, Henry, Hall, and Tillman.
I just don't think Gabe's going to start. I just don't. I see him being the 6th man. I really do. And nothing against Gabe. I just have seen some people tell me, like, I don't even want to say it. I'll tell you after. I don't want to say it on here. But, I mean, yeah. And then without Tillman, I guess I would go that same lineup, but I would probably replace him with Sissoko. I really think he's going to be slept on, dude. But I think he's already
– I don't think we'll start Sissoko for the first couple of games. I've been saying, like, maybe we'll do a similar situation like we did with Hall last year. Mm-hmm. Have him sit on the bench for a couple of games and then start him. I think that may be what we do with Sissoko. Mm-hmm. So, but, like, if we're talking game one, like, against Duke.
Yeah.
I think the players that will be on the floor to start the game will be Rocket, Gabe, Henry, Hall, and Hauser.
That's what I'm saying. That's a really small lineup, but I like that because there's a lot of shooting in that.
I mean, Hauser's not that much smaller than Tillman, if I'm
No,
being
no,
honest.
He's not. But that's what I'm
he's saying. Actually, I think he's like an inch taller than Tillman.
But that's what I'm saying, where people are like, I don't know, maybe I'm dumb, but I've seen people say he might play center. And to me, it's like Hauser can play anything because he can shoot the ball. That's where it's majorly key, where you throw, like, I'm not trying to rip on Michigan all day, but like John Teske out there, he's not hitting threes. But
even though he tries.
I mean, I don't know who would play center, though. I don't see Hauser playing center. I think he'd be power forward, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. But, yeah.
I don't know. Our lineup, this is definitely the most confusing lineup I've seen in a while, because it could be anything, honestly. Hell, we may even throw Foster Lawyer in for point guard and do something stupid like that.
And you know what's funny, dude? A lot of people have been telling me, don't, like, this is the first time I've heard it, like, don't sleep on Foster. Like, I had this guy tell me, who told me, dude? And it was something like that, someone respected that said, he's the, and I laughed at him, but then he explained it. He was like, Foster's the second best player to ever come out of the state of Michigan. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he told me, like, he averaged 35 points a game in high school, dude. And I'm he didn't do that out of nowhere.
I know.
Who was the first one he said? I think he said Amani Bates. Because he wasn't counting Bridges and them because they all transferred out. But
yeah,
it was funny the way he said it to me. I was just like, oh, I was like caught off guard.
But yeah, I'm not saying Foster's terrible or anything. We just need him to be like a consistent shooter. Because they're like, everybody would be shocked when he dropped 17 or 14 points in a game. Mm-hmm. But, like, if he can do that consistently, then I'll maybe consider starting him. But for right now, week one against Duke, I'm not starting Foster Lawyer.
Oh, hell no. And that's the thing is, like, you're saying with shooting. Like, we all know he can pull the trigger. But his defense is fucking horrendous, dude. I mean, you remember him against Duke last year when – I know he slipped, but when the guy ran him over and, like, got the ball stripped from him. He's a hell of, I know he's a good shooter. I'm not worried about that. But it's the other side of the floor where, like, you know, Rocket came in. You see how aggressive Rocket is on defense?
Rocket's a great defender.
He's just head and shoulders better than Foster on that end. Where, you know, if Foster can improve on that end, then, yeah, I agree. He should get minutes. But yeah, I'm not worried about his offense. I'm not at all. It's just about the defense. You got any last things to add, man?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, we – great podcast, almost 40 minutes long, talk about everything basically.
Yeah,
but yeah, thank you for joining me, man. I'm gonna try to get this posted by 7 o'clock. If you want to post it on your page too,
I will.
People to listen to this and stuff.
I need some content to post
for sure, man. But stay safe, and I'll text you in a few minutes, man.
All right, for sure.
All right, see you later, bro.